Hi guys, I'm Riser, and this is the first episode of the Nerd Corner Reviews. So, today I am reviewing Halloween 2018. So, first off, I want to talk about the originals. The originals were amazing. I've watched every single one of them. I'm a huge fan of them, especially the first one. Well, not all the originals were amazing. Obviously, Resurrection, Chris, Michael Myers were bad. There were others that were bad. Three was bad. But one was amazing. It was great, suspenseful thriller. Definitely enjoyed that movie a lot. And my main problem with the 2018 new one, first of all, I don't understand why it's just called Halloween, really. It should be called, I don't know, Halloween something, like maybe a secondary title. But my main problems start with the plot and the way that Michael kind of gets out. The way that Michael Myers gets out is, spoilers by the way, the bus crashes he escapes, and then you see his therapist, and it turns out that there's this really weird twist with the therapist towards the end, which I really didn't get. And the therapist was the most pointless character. He was basically like a stand-in for Sam Loomis, and that he wasn't good. I mean, obviously not, you can't replace Donald Pleasance. And he felt very forced, like, they needed a way for Michael to break out, and that was the only thing that they could come up with. And the first half of the movie is basically just a remake of the first movie. There's even a scene that basically copies, like, the same exact scene that's in the second movie. Michael, like, bumps into these two kids, and then he walks in, walks to this shed, grabs a hammer, and kills someone. It's a scene just like it in the second Halloween movie, and they completely copied it in this one, which is just, I found that odd. I did like some things. I mean, I did not like how Laurie Strode kind of felt like a secondary character. She was not used enough in the movie. She was pretty much kind of there, and that's it. I mean, she was there. They didn't use her enough. They focused too much on the granddaughter and daughter. And there's another point that I have. The movie was too short, in my opinion, and was too fast-paced. They did not have enough time to really get me invested in these characters. Not Laurie, obviously. I've watched plenty of movies, Halloween movies, to be invested in that character. But her daughter and granddaughter, I didn't really care about them. They were pretty much pointless. They didn't have much character development. There was this whole thing which was really ridiculous with the granddaughter. They had this whole love triangle thing, and it was ridiculous. They go to a Halloween party, and she sees her boyfriend kissing some guy, and then they get in a fight, and he throws her phone in the chip dip, which is basically the whole point of that whole thing, which was just stupid. And it's just weird to put any kind of teen drama in Halloween, in my opinion. I don't understand the reason behind that. And it really just made no sense. And honestly, there was better ways they could have gotten rid of her phone. Because I know that's what it was for. It was to get rid of the granddaughter's phone so that nobody could call her and tell her that Michael was out. But there was better ways they could have done. Maybe, like, Michael's chasing her and she drops the phone. That would be more acceptable. And there's lots of things like that. They're just made. There's lots of characters and choices that are just made so that things happen. Like, it just seems like a lot of characters are plot devices. Like, the reporters at the beginning, which I'm not sure if I talked about them yet, they are ridiculous, pointless. They have no point besides giving Michael his mask. That is literally what they're in the movie for, so Michael can get his mask from them. I don't understand their entire choice with them. They're very pointless. They really do nothing besides, for some reason, try to, like, get a reaction out of Michael with his mask at the insane asylum at the beginning of the movie. And then they go to a gas station, and they get killed, and Michael gets his mask back, and yeah. And then there was the last fight at the end, which was pretty cool, I thought. I mean, I liked the whole thing with Laurie kind of hunting down Michael. I did, like, basically, like, Michael was hiding, and she was trying to find him, and she would check her room. Then when she saw that Michael wasn't in there, she would close it off. So, like, you know, not in there, check that one off the list and, you know, kind of like that. Just going there. Although I think if I was her, I probably would have just closed off every single door and then Michael couldn't get out. But, you know, whatever. And I did like something about with Lori. I did like they kind of like flipped a couple scenes. Like, and toward the beginning of the movie, it shows her granddaughter in class and she's actually doing like the same kind of hand movements that Laurie Strode did in the original movie. And Lori in the original looked out the window and Michael was there. And then, you know, Lori looked away, and then when she looked back, Michael was gone. And this one, the granddaughter looked out the window, and Lori was there, outside. So, it was kind of like, flipped it, and then when the granddaughter looked away and then looked back, she was gone. And they do that again later in the movie at the final fight, where, in the original, I think it was Donald Pleasant's character, Sam Loomis, shot Michael out the off the balcony, and he looked at him, and he was there, and then when he looked, away for a second, when he looked back, Michael was gone. The same kind of thing in this one, but Michael throws Lori out the window, and Lori's on the ground, and Michael looks away, and when he looks back, Lori's gone. To kind of, like, get the thing that, kind of put a feel like Michael's the prey, and Lori's the predator, and I did like that kind of aspect of it, and I thought that the whole part where they're ultimately trying to kill Michael, about to kill him, and, you know, basically her daughter, starts crying and saying, like, she can't do this, and then when Michael steps out, she says, gotcha, and, like, shoots him, and I did kind of like that, and, like, she kind of tricked him. And then Lori kind of steps out of the shadows as another kind of, like, switch thing. Like, you know, Michael steps out of the shadows and Lori steps out of the shadows and, like, knocks him down there. And then, knocks him down downstairs. And her daughter and granddaughter, Lori's daughter and granddaughter, they come up and leave the thing. They lock it up. And it's, like, it was actually a trap for Michael. Then they set the house on fire. And they did, after they set it on fire, they leave, and they find there's this guy in the truck that pulls up, and they stop him, and then, you know, the last shot is them in the truck, kind of, like, sitting there, and then it kind of cuts back to the house burning, and I could tell they were setting up a sequel, because they didn't show Michael's body. They showed the spot where Michael was originally, where he was standing, because he was standing on the stairs when he was getting set on fire. Then when it shows that place again, he's not there, insinuating that he might be alive, obviously, and probably setting up sequels, which will almost definitely happen, just because this movie made a lot of money. And, they had this weird last shot with the granddaughter, where it, like, zooms in on the knife, and she has the knife that, because she cut Michael's hand with it to get Michael off her mom, and then, I don't know really what that was implying, I don't really know. They pretty much leave it ambiguous whether it means, like, I don't know, like, she was messed up and is gonna become a murderer, I don't know, it just kinda, like, shows that, and then, cuts to black. And overall, the movie wasn't awful, it wasn't Resurrection bad. Or anything like that. It wasn't like Halloween 3 or any of those. It was good, but not amazing. I'm giving Halloween 2018 a 6.5 out of 10. That is all I have time for today. That is my review for Halloween 2018. If you guys enjoyed, please subscribe to the podcast. I'm kind of new to this. See ya later.